Let me say this about that. I've had scouts at K1MAN many times, if I were not K1MAN, if I was somebody else and had Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts into the station, and I knew there was a bulletin service coming on a particular frequency at a particular time, I don't really think I would start up a QSO on that frequency, knowing full well that the QSO would get wiped out by a scheduled bulletin. And no, we don't listen before we transmit our bulletins, neither does W1AW. That's not practical, nor would it make any sense to do it anyway, because what do you do if there is somebody else on the frequency? You don't QSY and you don't delay the bulletin. That causes even more disruption. So I think if anybody's leaving the bad taste in the mouths of the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, whatever, I think it's the Mons who staged a charade by starting a jamboree contact or Boy Scout or children-related contact on a well-known bulletin frequency just before the bulletin was to start. So the perpetrators of this charade really should be ashamed of themselves. And not only that, what they did is a felony. It's in direct violation of Section 333 and 501 of the 1934 Communications Act. We're going to be talking about later in the program. Basically, the Goldwater Law states that any interference to a radio signal is a felony. And by staging a charade on a known bulletin frequency with the Cub Scouts or the Boy Scouts, so that you know that you would be interfered with by the bulletin station, the fact is that you're doing the interfering, and it's intentional and it's malicious, and that's a felony. So the perpetrators are going to have to face up to this, because we are going to be taking action. We're going to be very careful about who we document and who we nail with regard to prosecuting the this crime of interfering with a radio station. So, caller, thank you for bringing this to our attention, and we will be talking more about